big.
Yeah, it's a fair size one. It was a little complicated with the with all the what ifs in it, so conditions, I guess, if you will. But it came together, and we're happy with what we achieved.
When did you finally get it done, Tim? Was it like 6 o'clock or so?
Yeah, it was getting to the point where we didn't want it to happen like that, but we were at the point of no return, so we couldn't stop it. And unfortunately for the team and the players, it went that long, but that wasn't our intention at all, but it's just the way it kind of shakes out.
Jim, you had said the other night that the goal was to pursue I'm quoting you, a proper trade. In terms of what you're getting back now, what makes this the right fit or proper for you?
There's lots of future in it. And the 2015 first, we believe, is a strong pick. We have a starting goalie coming back in the league who's been, I believe, pretty well thought of throughout his career. We have a power forward coming back who is not old, who has term left, who in the past has put up goals, plays a physical, tough game, gritty game, can fight. And then the conditional pick of a 2014 first, obviously conditions that can be met. I won't say easily, but there are reasons they can be met. So a couple high picks, a couple players that can play for us right now and help us.
In Stewart and in Pollock, are they pieces that you'd like to keep, or are they pieces that could be moved for other assets?
They're pieces that will be Buffalo Sabres when they pass their physical, and then, you know, after that, it's the same as everybody else. What I've said, if it makes sense, it makes sense. If it, I know they can play in the league. If they're Buffalo Sabres, then they're good players here, and we're happy with that.
Tim, can you just clarify? Is it 2014, the first round pick in 14 or 15?
The one that is automatic is that we have now is 2015.
How long was this trade in the works?
It's been how long is it in the works? That was the team that showed the most interest, for sure. So, well before the Olympics, we started talking. He was part of Team Canada's management team during the Olympics, so he called a couple times just to make sure that, obviously, there was no trade being made, but just to make sure that we hadn't forgot about him. So, it showed me that there was interest there. If you look at their team, that you know, they're considered one of the top teams, and maybe a piece or two away, and that's what he went after.
St. Louis has long been rumored as a destination for Miller. When did they show interest in him? Is that recent, or have they been talking about
him? No, they showed interest in him well before the Olympics, too. It was kind of two separate deals. And two separate deals because we thought maybe the timeline was not going to match up on the two of them, and then that changed in the last couple of days.
What can you tell us about the prospect that you acquired?
He's just that. He's a prospect. He's a kid that plays in the Quebec League. He was drafted in the second round. He was a first round touted kid that missed half the season with injury, an ankle injury. And he's got size. He's got skill. He's got stuff that we have to help him with. And that's another part of it. Is we're going to try to really buckle down here with our development program and help young guys get better, and he's just that, he's a prospect.
How much personal pressure did you feel to really make a big return on the Miller deal because you're a new GM and it's your first deal out of the box?
Well, you want to make a big return. You want to have a big return on any deal, and big is relative to who you're trading. And obviously, Miller, you know, has a big name, and he plays the number one position, so you have to get fair value back. And saying that, he is an unrestricted free agent that could be a rental, and that comes into the back of the mind of the GM you're dealing with every day. Is he going to try to sign him? He may, but you know, that's out of my control. So I have to get return. We have to get return that that is based on being good for us, whether they re-sign him or not. And if they do re-sign him, then that's where the other conditional pick comes in. So I think it's a good mix.
Do you have a certain number of moves that you'd like to be able to make and a certain number of players that you may have targeted that you think you can acquire with the assets you still have here?
Well, they obviously, they have value. I know that. And the great thing about Chris is, he's not old. He can play for us. He has term left. So there's no hurry to make an evaluation on him. The evaluation we've made on him is a power forward, and he's a good NHL player. If somebody feels he's a missing piece, then I have to talk about it. And the same with the goalie.
How about in terms of the other night? I think you had said you had inquiries on 10 to 12 players. How much more activity do you anticipate before Wednesday? And might Tyler Myers be part of that?
I don't know. Again, that's, I've said all along that I'm just going to be, you know, in the wake of the GM that wants one of our players. So if they feel that we have a missing piece to their puzzle, then, you know, we'll be involved. If they move on to the, I mean, there's been lots of interest shown. Again, like I say, you don't know what their interest is because you're not in their meetings and in their room, but they have showed interest. So there are lots of guys that teams have showed interest on. So I'm just listening. And this one here was the same. Like, it wasn't that I had to trade Ryan or today. You know, I guess we could have waited till the deadline, but he, in my estimation and the estimation of the guys that were up in the room with me that were helping me, stepped up, and we were extremely happy with the deal. So if you're happy with it, make it.
How uncomfortable were you with the notion of Ryan playing in this game, and at what point this afternoon did you tell Teddy we got to hold him up?
Yeah, that was the first one. The trade wasn't done yet, but it was getting there. So whether it was going to get done tonight or tomorrow, so we called down and said, you know, he can't play tonight. He can't start tonight. And then it just kept going. And then the call was made about Steve not being able to play. And it was just a matter of, was it going to get done before the game or not? And the call with the league was, there's a lot of conditions in the trade. So the call with the league was somewhat, wasn't the quickest, but they made it as quick as they could. And we got it done. And I got down before puck dropped.
And roughly, when did you call them and say that you got to hold those two guys out?
I would say warm-ups at 6:30. So I would say on Steve Ott, it was, you know, it was around 6 o'clock, and on Ryan, it was probably 5:45 or so.
The condition on what's the best it can be, what's the worst it can be?
The worst it can be is a third-round pick in 16. The best it can be is a first-round pick in 14.
What role did Craig Patrick and Pat LaFontaine play? Because you mentioned a couple seconds ago there were other people in the room.
I got information. I've been gathering information on Carrier, for an example, from our junior guys for a month now, and I've been gathering information on Stewart and Halak. I don't know how much information we needed on Halak, but on Stewart, as far as what everybody's opinion was of him as a player, and so that's been ongoing for sure before the Olympics.
Guys, we've got one more. I got to get him back upstairs, okay?
Are you expect Stewart and Halak to join the team?
Tomorrow. There was a condition of the trade put in by St. Louis that they all had to pass physicals by, I believe, 11 o'clock tomorrow night. Obviously, the physicals will be done before that, and that's when they officially change teams, when they pass their physicals.
Are there any salary conditions either way?
Any what?
Any salary conditions between on either side?
We retain a small portion of salary.
Okay. Part of Ryan's.
Yep.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Hey, Mike. Just to clarify, if you guys want, if St. Louis makes the conference finals this year, or Ryan re-signs with St. Louis this year, then it becomes a first round pick this year. And there's about 30 other conditions. If that doesn't happen, it goes to second. But the best way to clarify the first round pick this year that it could be is if they make it to the Western Conference Finals or Ryan re-signs with them. Yeah.
Then it's a first rounder this year.
Then it's a first rounder this year. Okay. Or Eastern Western Conference Finals this year, or he resigns.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's just.